Last Lord's Day, we began a vitally important study by asking the question, where am I standing? And what we noted was all accountable souls are either standing in the gospel or tossed to and fro with the winds of deception. Ephesians 4:14, Hebrews 13:9, Hebrews 13:9 and Ephesians 4:14. Either we're faithful in the church of Christ or we're lost in our sins. Ephesians 2:1-6, Ephesians 2:1-6. We're either standing for Christ or standing against Him. Matthew 12:30. We ask the question, has the Bible become obsolete in the 21st century? And the answer was a resounding no. Of course not. The Bible is all-sufficient, all-authoritative, verbal, plenary, and only, it's the only divine standard of truth which God breathed, meaning inspired. The Holy Spirit inspired the writers of all 66 books, and the evidence is overwhelming if one is open to it. And so this morning we want to continue our study, where am I standing? And we're going to ask this question, which traditions of men are in opposition to the gospel of Christ? We need to have an understanding of this, so we will hope to begin that study and answering that question in just a moment. Hello, I'm Bob Hawkins, and for the Morgan Street Church of Christ, we welcome you this morning to Preparing for Eternity. And again, the initials PFE helps us to remember that's the most important thing we could be doing. Now, we want to take this opportunity to invite everyone to join in with us here at 540 East Morgan Street here in Martinsville as we come together in our Bible classes, of course, to study the precious Word of God. As we come together to worship God in the assembly, we're striving to do so in accordance to John 4:24, to worship God in spirit with a proper attitude and in truth in accordance to the New Testament pattern. And I can assure you, you will receive a very warm welcome. We love to have visitors. Something else to mention, if you would like to have a Bible study together, we would set that up at your convenience and look forward to it. We also have Bible correspondence courses, free of course, available. And your comments, positive or negative, are appreciated. Your Bible questions are appreciated. So again, you can write to us. That's 540 East Morgan Street, Martinsville, Indiana, 46151 is the zip code. Our office phone number, area code 765-342-6027. And our website address, www.morganstreetchurchofchrist.org. Now, our gospel meeting coming up September the 11th through the 13th is fast approaching. And we look forward to having you join in with us Friday night, 7 p.m., Saturday night, 7 p.m., Sunday, 9:30, 10:30, then a wonderful potluck lunch that you're sure to enjoy in the fellowship as well, and then to close out the meeting at 1 p.m. Who is our speaker? Brother Ronnie Whittemore from the Stop 11 Road Church of Christ in Indianapolis. And Brother Ronnie knows how to shuck the corn and put it out where the calves can get it. And I hope you'll be there to feed upon the truth. And we all around this area know Brother Ronnie in the church, and we appreciate his love of the truth and ability to preach in such a fine way. So we look forward to having you at our gospel meeting. Any questions, be sure and call us, and we'll want to deal with that as soon as possible in getting back to you. But let's get to our study now concerning the question, which traditions of men are in opposition to the gospel of Christ? Well, I want to say this before we get into that, that not all religious tradition is bad. The word tradition, in the context of Paul's inspired letter, this is 2 Thessalonians 3 verse 6. Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly, and not after the tradition which he received of us. Well, that tradition was godly tradition. So not all tradition, of course, is bad, and we have traditions in our country that are helpful. So I wanted to point that out. But the inspired authority of the Apostle Paul was giving a command to follow God's will, and that included withdrawing fellowship from the disorderly in the Lord's church. And therefore, this inspired tradition was the doctrine of Christ. And you can study Romans 16:17 and 18 as well, in dealing with withdrawing fellowship in love to get the unfaithful member back in the fold. So that's, of course, done in regards to the person's soul being loved. Let's not discount that. But now, all the traditions or philosophies of man which leave out God could be classified as a type of humanism, which began in the Garden of Eden when Satan said to Eve, "Ye shall be as gods." That's Genesis 3:5, isn't it? Genesis 3:5. Well, in other words, what was implied by Satan was this: one does not need God if one is a God himself. So this is the beginning of humanism. And the evil tradition of humanism has continued all down through the history of mankind. Note, not long after the global flood and Noah's day, and Noah and his family were saved by water, 8 souls, because Noah obeyed God, and he found grace in the eyes of God. Notice, man thought that he could build a tower up to heaven and have an earthly utopia. This is Genesis 11:1-9. So that's, again, the continuation of this false belief of humanism. Now, as time went on, you can note this philosopher that, he was a Greek philosopher named Protagoras, 485 through 415 B.C., before Christ. And he taught that man is the measure of all things, and that contradictory assertions are true. Well, he denied objective truth, in other words, to get to the point. But let's note what Jeremiah said. He had written by inspiration this many years before Protagoras. And this is Jeremiah 10:23. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. We need to realize that too, or we can fall into this trap of humanism, thinking that we know better than God. Well, that's foolish, is it not? Everybody should say amen. Of course it is. Well, let's go on in our study here of seeing which traditions of men are in opposition to the gospel of Christ. In the latter part of the first century, Gnostics, who believed that they had superior knowledge. Well, how sad was this? And this, you can see this in Colossians chapter 2. Notice, for example, verse 18, Colossians 2:18. Let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility, in a voluntary humility, and worshiping of angels, intruding into those things which he hath not seen, notice, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. They thought they had superior knowledge. Now, Gnosticism blossomed, you might say. It's not the think about flowers blossoming, that's beautiful, but this was not a good blossom because it got worse. Let's go now to 1 John chapter 1, 1 John 1, 1 through 3, and we'll note here, as you can see, John, the inspired apostle, was dealing with Gnosticism. 1 John chapter 1, verse 1, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. You see, they had begun to deny the deity and the humanity of Christ, these Gnostics. There were Docetics and Sorinthians. Well, let's go to chapter 2 now. Turn over to 1 John chapter 2 and notice 18 and 19. Little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many, notice that, many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us, for if they had been of us, they would have no doubt have continued with us, but they went out that they might be made manifest that were not all of us. So they left the truth. You see this Gnosticism, ugly philosophy reared its head in the first century, and some are still affected today. How many of our political leaders and false religious leaders today believe they have superior knowledge? Well, we want to humble ourselves and turn to God and let him direct our steps, do we not? That's what we all need to do as little children, humbling ourselves to do the will of God, not thinking highly of ourselves as so many we see now today. But let's go on. I want us to note this, as again, which traditions of men are in opposition to the gospel of Christ? Well, have you heard the expression Machiavellian, which means two-faced, false, scheming, dishonest, and treacherous? This term comes from the Italian author Niccolò Machiavelli. Well, Mr. Machiavelli, he wrote a book in 1513. That's a long time ago. This book was entitled The Prince. And in that book, he conveys the philosophy, the ends justifies the means. In other words, there's benefit from evil acts. And how many people subscribe to this type of philosophy still today? The end justifies the means. You can do evil acts to get the results that you desire. Well, we could give a number of examples, but I wanted to point out this book was a favorite of Mr. Lenin in Russia years ago. And you see how many have subscribed, sadly, to this philosophy. But let's go on. Now we're moving up to 1651 from 1513. Thomas Hobbes, an Englishman, he wrote the book Leviathan. And this was right after the 30 Years' War. He stated, every man has a right to everything. the desires and other passions of men are no sin. No more are the actions that proceed from those passions. You see how many people have subscribed to this type of philosophy? If it feels good, do it. How many subscribe to that false tradition and philosophy of man? You see, this is how so many people have been deceived. Satan, of course, is behind these things. We are to see that. Remember Karl Marx? Well, he stated humanism is the denial of God and the total affirmation of man. Humanism is really nothing else but Marxism. And Marx, this man, of course, him and his friend Engels, he was influenced by George Wilhelm Friedrich Hegel. Hegel's philosophy was of a constant struggle in society, producing something better. The thesis and an antithesis, they produce something superior. And so that philosophy influenced Karl Marx and his economic theory, and we see what that developed in the concept of communism. What about Charles Darwin, who set forth the hypothesis of general evolution in his ungodly book, The Origin of the Species? Well, he was influenced by Mr. Hegel's philosophy of that struggle. You see, survival of the fittest. And what came out of that? You see, eugenics. We need the animals, you know, are being killed off and producing something better. Well, what about the humans? So there was this philosophy of we need to weed out, you know, those that are undesirable. What did Hitler do? He saw that the Germans were the superior race and the others need to be eliminated. Well, how many Jewish folks died in the torture camps and so forth? Well, you see, what am I showing here? The influence of man's traditions and philosophies down through the years are in opposition to the gospel of Christ. If we had time, we could talk about the Humanistic Manifesto starting in 1933. There was one in 1973 and in 2003. They promote the great God science, little g God, abortion, euthanasia, same-sex marriages. Now we have transgenderism, all these ungodly situation ethics. You see, the hippie movement, remember that back in the 60s, started a sexual revolution. Then the New Age movement offered mystic thinking, imagination of all this mystic stuff. Meditation is the word I'm trying to say. Then you had the New World Order, globalism, and that's still being pushed by humanists today. The latest movement, having evolved from earlier movements wanting to be spiritual but not religious. You see, the poison fruits of humanism are too numerous to mention. But here are some of the worst. Atheism, agnosticism, Gnosticism, the hypothesis of evolution, abortion, child molestation, suicide, premarital sex, adultery, homosexual behavior, transgenderism, incest, bestiality, pornography, and so-called mercy killings. What kind of fruit is that? Well, that's evil fruit, is it not? We all should see that. So humanism, we can see how it has eroded into society and getting people away from the truth. That's what I'm wanting us to see here. The second area here I want us to look at is the traditions of God's chosen people. who were honoring God with their lips, but their heart was far from Him. The tradition of the elders, the Jewish religious rulers, where this is where they taught and contradicted God's law, the scribes, Pharisees did, over and over again, did they not? Look at Matthew 15 with me. Matthew 15, beginning in verse 1. Matthew 15, 1. Then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, "Why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread." But he answered and said unto them, "Why do you also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition?" That's what we're dealing with, isn't it? "For God commanded, saying, Honor thy father and mother, and he that curseth father or mother, let him die the death. But ye say, Whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, it is a gift." Korban, that's what it was called. "By whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, and honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have ye made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition. Ye hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." And that was quoting Isaiah, wasn't it? Yes. So, you can see Mark 7, 1 through 9 as well. Mark 7, 1 through 9. They accused Jesus of violating the Sabbath. John 5, 16. So, again, we want to have Jewish friends and neighbors converted and obey the gospel. It's not that we're wanting to get people against, you know, prejudice against Jewish people being anti-Semitic. No, we want to see them saved, but we're pointing out this tradition with honoring God with the lips, with the heart far from them. That's not going to get it. And we need to understand this as we're answering the question, which traditions of man are in opposition to the gospel of Christ? Well, this is one of them. Third, the traditions of all unauthorized religions is clearly in opposition to the gospel of Christ. Now, we need to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and we're going to see here Paul dealing with division in the church of Christ there at Corinth, starting with verse 10, 1 Corinthians 1, verse 10. "Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment." That's right. To be in the same mind and same judgment, you have to stay with the Scriptures, the New Testament, the doctrine of Christ, the form of doctrine, the faith, the system of faith that saves us as we obey it and contact the blood of Christ in the watery grave of baptism. You can look at Galatians 1, 8 through 12 as well and see how Paul was saying, "Though we preach any other gospel unto you, let him be accursed, even if it was an angel." Stay with the truth, in other words. So we need to understand that. These are traditions of man that are in opposition to the gospel of Christ. This includes all unauthorized religions. And if the church that you are a part of did not begin on the day of Pentecost in the first century in Jerusalem, it has not been planted by the Lord and is unacceptable to God. Now that's what Jesus said in Matthew 15:13. "It shall be rooted up." If it wasn't planted by the seed, the Word of God, and the honest hearts of those who obeyed the gospel, understanding that the true church began in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost in the first century, it's the wrong church, started by man, not by God. Now, that's not being mean to say that. It's being honest with the Scriptures. You see, there was an apostasy, leaving the one true Church of Christ. The apostate Catholic Church began following man's traditions rather than the inspired Word of God. That's certainly what happened. I want us to note in 1 Timothy chapter 4, you can see what the Holy Spirit said expressively was going to happen, and it did. And that's sad to say, but it did. Notice 1 Timothy 4, 1 through 5. Now the Spirit, that is the Holy Spirit, speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry. Who does that? And commanding to abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. Who does that? For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Now, that's what the Holy Spirit said. And here's a quote that's very revealing. Like two sacred rivers flowing from paradise, the Bible and divine tradition contain the Word of God. Of the two, tradition to us is more clear and safe. That is from Catholic Belief by J.J. DeBarton, page 33. That's very revealing. In other words, they follow their tradition over the Word of God. Now, think about that. So we're saying here that the apostate Catholic Church was formed when they left the truth and began to elevate one elder over the others, and he became the bishop instead of they're all holding the office of a bishop. But he was elevated higher. And you see how that developed? And so much more could be said about this, but I want to state that this includes any unauthorized religion. You could name all the world religions, such as Hinduism, Buddhism, of course, Islam, Muslims, Shintoism, Taoism, all denominational churches, all that call themselves undenominational, that are not following the pattern of the New Testament, all the cults, Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons, Church, the Church, the Seventh-day Adventist Church, the Christian Science Church. What goes on there? Their members are brainwashed. So what is our place in this life? We need to understand where we stand. It's either in the gospel or it's outside the gospel. It's not the truth. And we stand ready to assist anyone in studying Father. Learn the truth from God's Word. Don't be deceived by man's traditions and oppositions to the gospel of Christ. We plead with you. Come and let us study together. And we'll assist you in obeying the gospel of Christ. And we want to thank you so very much for listening today.